Have you ever been in training for something? You may not be Rocky Balboa running up the steps to the tune of Eye of the Tiger training, but you have been trained in things all throughout your life. And to some degree, you're in training right now through the habits and choices you make every day. Maybe for your career, you had to be in training for a season. You were in training to be a nurse or in training to be an accountant. In the armed forces, you go through basic training. The training process builds a skill or a type of behavior you want to acquire. It's something you must consistently work at. Athletes are always training to stay in top-notch shape for their sport. Musicians train and practice to achieve a level of skill to play an instrument. As they train, when something is off, they know it. We have a puppy. She is a beagle we named Ruby. We brought her into our home when she was about 6 weeks old. For anyone that has ever had a puppy, you know they must be trained. Potty training a puppy is not for the faint of heart. It is a time-consuming and often frustrating and messy process. Our sweet Ruby is now over 4 months old, and she's doing great, but she's still in training. She loves to chew everything, so we are training her in what she can chew and what she can't. My daughters have trained her to sit. When she does the right thing, she is treated. When she does the wrong thing, she is corrected. That's training. When it comes to our faith, we should always be in training, looking to the Word for truth, seeking the Lord in prayer, serving and growing in discipleship with other believers who can hold us accountable, as well as support and encourage us along the way. It's a strengthening of our faith. It's so important. Why should we be in training when it comes to how we live out our faith? 2 Timothy 3:14. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you learned it, and how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. 2 Timothy was written by the Apostle Paul. It was one of his final letters, and he wrote these words in his final days from prison to Timothy, who he called his true son in the faith. Timothy had been in training and mentored by Paul. More than anything, Paul wanted Timothy to be thoroughly equipped and trained, ready for whatever he would face. Paul knew that equipping and spiritual training comes only through God's Word, which teaches us, corrects us, and trains us in the way we should live. Timothy paid close attention. It mattered. He wanted to be prepared and trained for the calling on his life. Where are we going for our training? To be thoroughly equipped for the trials and temptations of this life, we must go to the divine instruction found in the Word of God. That's the truth. That kind of daily training will help us run strong in the race set before us. I'm Lori Klein.